Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts, beginning December 4th. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. The LGBTQ Center of Orlando is holding its first ever Q-Fest, a four-day theater and film festival focused around Central Florida's queer artists, performers, and stories. The center's CEO, George Wallace, says it's a collaboration with the Orlando Fringe Festival, which planned a second OutFest with similar programming earlier this year, but ran into budget constraints. Wallace gives us a sneak peek at what audiences can expect for Q-Fest.
Solo shows and storytelling to magic shows that are family friendly and films and adult drag queen story time.
This is your first year of Q-Fest. Where did the idea come from?
So Orlando Fringe has done OutFest, and they lost their space last year and had hired me as a consultant to help with OutFest. And unfortunately, they're not able to do it. So I'm doing a smaller version and didn't want to step on Fringe's toes. So I'm calling it Q-Fest. And this may be a one-time event, and it may continue on for years to come. It just depends on what's going to happen with Orlando Fringe and how the festival goes next year and if they're able to remount this festival. But I wanted to give back to the community and make sure that it could still continue.
Tell me why a festival like this is important to you.
It's important for so many reasons, because to me, arts are very healing. And I think that our community needs a lot of healing right now. And also elevating queer voices at a time when administrations are trying to silence us, making sure that we're loud and proud and giving money back to the artists too, right? It's important to support local artists. And it's just a real great synergy between Orlando Fringe and the center to be able to present this, because I have the full approval of Orlando Fringe. And in fact, they're allowing us to use their equipment, their lights and their sound and pipe and drape and all of those things to kind of turn our grand room here at the center into a fully functioning 60-seat theater. Actually, the technician that is going to be running all of the lights and sound is a Fringe employee. They're really involved in the festival. And I have a history with Orlando Fringe. And now, of course, I'm at the center. So it's just my two dream organizations working together.
For people who aren't familiar, talk about your history with the Fringe.
So I was the executive director of Orlando Fringe, and I worked with them for 15 years before I came over here to center in 2017.
So do you have any favorites among what is going up for the Q-Fest? Or is there anything that is specifically getting a lot of buzz? Anything that you are excited to share?
I'm really excited about a few shows. I'm excited about all of that, but I know I can't talk. There's 18 shows, so I can't talk about every one. But Just Dempsey is getting a lot of traction. And Dempsey is 13 years old. And this will be her very first cabaret. Greetings from Queertown is one of our films, and it's by Watermark Publishing Group. It really highlights the history of Orlando and the queer community. A Day in the Life of Miss Sammy is another film, and Miss Sammy was a beloved community member that passed away a few years ago. And this follows her around for a day, and you get to celebrate Miss Sammy. And another show I'm super excited about is Tamisha Harris. Tamisha actually is just coming off a world tour and is presenting a 60-minute original musical. So super excited about that.
Let's talk about A Day in the Life of Miss Sammy really quick for a moment. You also, at your organization, you have a Sam Singhouse scholarship, which is Miss Sammy's alter ego?
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that scholarship? Because it speaks to how important Miss Sammy was in this is in this community.
Yeah. So one of the things is the fact that part of the proceeds that we raise are going to the scholarship. So 50% of all of the tickets that are purchased for that particular show, Day of the Life of Miss Sammy, are going back to that scholarship. We also have a few shows the center is producing, and those are going back to the center's scholarship. And the Doug Bowser Memorial Scholarship, which is managed by Fringe, 50% of our preview tickets are going back to that. So it's really about giving back to organizations and queer youth and giving money to these scholarships so that they can be given out year after year.
There's a Doug Bowser Scholarship too.
There is.
These were people who were important to the community. And full disclosure, for folks who are listening, I knew and worked with Doug Bowser extensively. Can you tell me what the scholarships do?
Sure. So the Doug Bowser Memorial Comedic Actors Fund, the official name, is managed by the Orlando Fringe, and it celebrates one artist every year during the festival, and they are given a cash prize to continue their work. The Singhouse Scholarship so far has awarded almost $100,000 in scholarships each year to 10 deserving youth that are graduating from Central Florida high schools. And the Center Scholarship, we gave 5 scholarships each year during our annual banquet, and it celebrates queer youth. We also have one that is specific for trans and non-binary students.
That was George Wallace, CEO of the Center Orlando. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.